All right, the After Show podcast is on. It's Wednesday. It's June the, what is it, the 13th. Kelly has really blonde hair like my friend Pamela Anderson.
Yes. Your friend. That's the only thing that is like her right now.
That is an awkward statement.
Well, I'm just saying.
So she sends us this message, guys. I think my hair might be too blonde. And to me, like, give me honest appraisal, David.
I mean, it is more blonde, and it's a little bit.
I guess I just haven't had it this blonde in a really long time.
Yeah. And it's a little bit white blonde right here at the front, but it's not
that's
like
gray,
it's.
David.
Oh.
Brandon.
She missed a spot.
The reason Brandon shaves his head is because all of his hair would be gray.
It's all gray. No. I'm like Taylor Hicks.
He would look like a horseshoe. Ugh. A male horseshoe.
Well, maybe you'd bring us good luck.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Let's
we can always
that.
Just kind of rub the center.
You know, sometimes when you don't Thank shave, you. I can see the outline of where it would be.
I know, it's awful.
We talk about it and take pictures behind your back.
I didn't shave today. I didn't have time.
Can I feel
you
your head?
You can't tell.
No. Like one day, you really can't tell. 2 days, you can start to tell.
Can I feel your head when you don't shave it?
Yeah,
just
David.
To see where the
okay,
hair
so
is.
Okay, so when you were off last week, did you shave Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
No.
So your family is used to you having a horseshoe.
A little bit. Like, it doesn't bother, like, it would bother y'all, but, like, my wife doesn't care.
Okay, let me ask you this.
But would you go eat somewhere?
Ooh.
That's depending on the place.
Out of town, maybe?
Hooters, nope.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
Twin Peaks, like David was talking about this morning, nope.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so your mom used to really help you out with your hair a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. Does it bother her now that you don't have hair?
Probably. I think she wanted me to be a girl. I really do. I think she
when
wanted her firstborn to be
your
a girl.
Head, did it bother her?
Yeah, she said something that was kind of mean.
Ooh, what'd like she say?
She just thought it looked like I had gone through treatments.
Gotcha.
Because my head was really white and I was really skinny and had no muscle tone and... So imagine this. Speaking of all this, imagine if David came in with the bald head completely shaved tomorrow. Like, we're not talking stubble.
Man.
We're talking gone.
Like, clean bald. Shaven.
Because I went from having, just full disclosure, this is 1997, I think. 1997, my hair was starting to thin. I told you guys the story. I was at the Sportatorium in Dallas, which is a wrestling arena for television. The big TV lights were hitting me. I had long hair in the front, long bangs, all that stuff, yet the crowd was chanting Baldy, because what I didn't realize was the bald spot in the back was getting really prominent. Oh, you don't look at the back of your head very often. So I thought, man, that's embarrassing. I don't want to be known as that. So I'd rather cut it off and not look like I'm trying to hold on, especially at that age. I was 20 years old.
How did you play it wrestling-wise? How did you play it? Like, what happened?
I was in between companies at the time, so I just came back bald. Which, I mean, people chanted it right off the bat. So, okay, the whole deal, you know the deal where you put your hair in a ponytail and you cut it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I did it. I was like, because I knew I couldn't go back, and I knew more than likely once I cut it, it wasn't going to grow back.
Mm.
So imagine the nerves. Like, that was my career at that point. I was a bad guy wrestling manager with long hair.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine with his anxiety and all that, how he was feeling when that was going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Ponytail, boom, clipped it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what do I do now? So then I thought, well, I'll just buzz it closer and try to grow facial hair.
Is it still true that you actually have the ponytail in a scrapbook?
Did you keep it?
You have it, Brandon! I was just kidding!
You kept it!
I did keep it.
Where is it?
I don't know.
You have to bring it.
It's probably in my box of wrestling.
And we can auction it off.
My old hair.
Dude.
What would it look like now? Would it last after 20 years?
Surely, right?
It's probably not even there anymore. It disintegrated.
I wonder.
You're going to go in there and there's just going to be a ponytail holder.
Oh, it's weird now that I think about that.
I need you to find it.
So I cut it, then I shaved it, and I went outside and I took pictures, right? Like, it wasn't shaved all the way. It was just a buzz cut. But I took pictures in the sun, and my hair was so thin that it looked like I had the horseshoe because it was longer on the sides and there wasn't much on top. At that point, I thought, well, screw it. I'm just going to shave my head bald. And that's when I was at my mom's house when I did it. And I came out of the bathroom thinking, I look like I'm tough. And she said it looked like I was going through treatment. And I thought, well, it's probably never going to grow back.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awful. So,
I
anyway.
Never knew you kept it.
I have it.
You're rocking it now, Brandon.
I don't know where it is. So,
no, I think you look great with the bald head.
Thanks.
No, I'm being serious. It's like,
imagine me with hair now. Imagine if I had hair like David.
I can't. I can't even imagine.
Mm-mm.
Like, I wonder what my career would have done. Like, you know, all those questions.
I don't know.
Because I think I would have looked so much like everybody else, especially when I first shaved my head and came here. being bald and tattooed and you
piercings.
Know, all that weird stuff that I had, like that wasn't the norm in Jonesboro in 1998 when I moved
right.
here.
Yeah, it looks
wasn't
like
normal.
Looks like something you see on Cops.
Right. You can see my mugshots on KID. Back to Pamela Anderson just real quick, because I'm kind of a funny person at times. So I was looking to buy myself a Coca-Cola the other day at the grocery store, mm-hmm. and I saw the names were on the back, right? Guess which one I picked?
Pamela.
Yep.
Bam. And then did you try to give that to Leslie like you had given her something?
Oh, man. Here you go, babe.
Because she hates the fact that I used to have a crush on Pam Anderson. Yeah. She's like, oh, you're disgusting. I'm like, you don't even get it. That was, you know, in the mid-90s, that was mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Any guy who's my age had a crush on her.
I thought she was kind of gross.
But
or used her for other things.
You know, there's a boundary. There's a line.
Okay, we'll delete that part.
And Kelly.
No, that part's not leaving. Kelly's true disgusting thoughts. She's vile, David.
Kelly didn't just step over that line. She jumped over it, the long jump.
What is she doing?
Take me the long.
All right, I'm disgusted by that.
Oh, whatever.
I've never partaken.
I just always state
like
the truth, and I'm not scared of it.
Well,
speak the truth.
Just knowing that I'm 16 years older than David, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you thinking she's disgusting doesn't even faze me.
Yeah. I just
because you're not my age.
But I saw her in the mid-2000s when she was kind of on her way down a little bit.
Barbed wire.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, you know.
The best Pamela Anderson, I still say, was Home Improvement.
I agree.
And I mean, she was really pretty, especially early Baywatch.
And early Baywatch,
really pretty.
Yeah.
Then she became over-manufactured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of, Kim Kardashian might be in Memphis later today.
Yeah, we need to wrap up this show quick so we can head down there.
Why do I legit wish I could meet her?
Because it'd be
she's just one of those, whether you like it or not, she's an icon. You know what
and
I'm
it
saying?
Would be, she just responded.
Bull, you're a liar.
Up, you're dumb.
Look at Kelly's face.
I would die.
She's freaking out.
She has 80 million people following her on social media.
And all of a sudden
media.
She responds to you.
But I invited her out.
True.
Did y'all read it?
Kanye's going to kick your butt.
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be it. You're Brandon Baxter, the name is going to be one of his next albums.
Stupid radio guy in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I think you can talk to my girl.
Yeah.
I said, wait, Kim Kardashian might be flying to Memphis today? We must take BBITM on the road. She could teach me how to take the perfect selfie. Kim K, lunch on K, fine. Maybe Rendezvous Ribs, maybe JKL Bar and Buell. And maybe Blue City Cafe.
So you're trying to take her to a bar? That's how you win a lady.
Well.
Yeah, barbecue can win a lady.
That's what I'm saying.
Rendezvous is a great choice. And there have been a lot of big-time celebrities. They even have pictures on the wall that have been in there.
Because that's where you go when you're in Memphis.
But to a bar? Come on, babe.
Where else would you want me to take her, David?
There's plenty of places.
Beale Street.
Where would you go?
Well, you've got to take her to Beale Street because that's
right, that's on Beale Street.
Right.
It's all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a bar.
Idiot.
A bar?
Where would you?
Rendezvous would be the place I'd want to take her because that's like the legendary Memphis spot.
Which one's a bar? Blue City Cafe,
or
is that a bar?
Or you could take her to Graceland.
Jerry Lawler's Bar and Grill? I love the place, but I don't know if that's the correct place to take Kim Kardashian.
She's got to experience the South.
That's right. What was the spot that said put some South in your mouth?
Blue City Cafe has a sign up that says put some South in your mouth.
What about the barbecue sauce redneck lipstick?
I love that stuff.
I haven't tried it, but I love the name of it. It's I should good. Buy it just for the name. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's creative.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit pricey, but it's good.
But like, I think I just want to pay them because it's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's do better it. Than like Great Value. Which
yeah.
I did convince my mother that she did not have to buy every name brand. We've had this discussion since she's been here because she's big time into, oh, I need Tostitos in the family pack. And they're like $6 or something like that. And you're like, you could buy the other ones for $2. But
that's
my mom
so
is
true.
Like, I need Crystal Light, sugar free, please. And I'm like, Great Value is going to do the same thing for you there, mama.
Do you say it like that?
Mama.
Mama.
But like she has somebody else normally go to the store for her, mm-hmm. so she doesn't realize
she's
how expensive
used to certain
things
are. Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I go looking for the best deal. I don't care.
There's some things you gotta go a little bit more expensive. Like you can't get the cheapest detergent.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Let me guess. What kind of detergent do you have on?
Tide.
But okay, what does it make? What's the difference?
It's
that
Tide.
Gain.
It's Tide.
Why?
Because it's the
I like Gain.
It's the brand. You're buying the brand.
But what is it? What's the difference?
I don't know.
They probably think it smells better?
They probably use cheaper material. I'm very careful on what I actually physically put on because I don't want to get itchy.
Okay. Let me remind you of something. And this is where I really realized that the brand names didn't mean anything. Do you remember the big peanut butter thing where the peanut butter companies were having to recall peanut butter because something happened and something was spoiled? So the brands that were pulled were like whatever the big ones were, like the really expensive ones, and the generics were pulled as well. You know why? Because they all came out of the same place because they were the same peanut butter, just jarred differently. Do you not remember that?
No.
Legitimately, that's a huge deal. So like one plant who produced mass amounts of peanut butter for both of these different brands, it was the same peanut butter.
I have always heard that. Like all those people that make like a certain cookie, like, I don't know, what's a Chips Ahoy?
Mm-hmm.
They'll make the same great value kind. And so it's like the same deal.
I think the Oreos and Chips Ahoy, they taste different than the generic.
I'll give you the Oreos. I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oreo.
The Twist
probably.
And Shouts, they're still good, but they don't taste like Oreos.
I'm telling you though, the whenever I found out that they were kind of doing the replica Girl Scout cookies at like Dollar General, they have the Samoas every day. They're amazing.
Really?
Yes. I can't buy them though, cause I'll eat through the whole thing.
Yep.
Mm. Like that's one of those deals. I can't eat just one or two of them.
Mm-mm.
I eat the whole row and then I take a break and then I come back to it.
Man, that sounds like a good lunch right now.
Yeah.
My wife went to the dentist, so we had to buy softer food yesterday. Right. So I bought her some cream of potato soup and some yogurt and stuff like that. And ice cream.
That's all soft. Like, what did she have a procedure done or something?
Yeah, she said she said one of those cleanings and whatever she had to do. But anyway, so like ice cream types. If you were going to buy ice cream, I bought two kinds. I'm not going to tell you what kind I bought because I think one of the kinds is an old man kind. What would you buy?
You
get two kinds.
Either. Okay, so I'll go with plain Jane vanilla. Mm-hmm. I like it. And Neapolitan.
Okay.
Is it Neapolitan? Have I been saying that wrong my whole life?
How do you say it?
Napoleon.
Gosh,
sweet
damn.
Jesus.
Napoleon ice cream.
I need some Napoleon ice cream, please. You don't say that.
Napoleon.
That is you're lying to
us. I've never really gotten it, but every time I see that word, I think of Napoleon.
Pull it up right now.
And I don't even care if I'm wrong. I'm just telling you. That's what I
Hey, Joey, can you get Napoleon ice cream when you're at the store?
Okay, let me guess what you got.
It's Neapolitan right there. It's vanilla strawberry chocolate.
It's not bad.
Pralines and cream.
Son of a bitch. How did you know it?
No way.
How did you know it?
That was my dad's favorite ice cream, and I get it all the time. Just like, number one, I like it. But number two, I'm like, it's like I'm honoring my dad by eating his favorite ice cream. Because we were born together.
Why does this bother me that me and you are so much? Like, that's so weird.
What's it called again?
Pralines and cream.
How about some pralines and cream?
That's what it always was. Nana and Pop always had pralines and cream, and Nana Doris always had it. It's like the old person ice cream.
And I think
back
then I was like, why can't we just have some chocolate ice cream? What is wrong with y'all?
Right.
And now I love it.
Me too.
Ooh.
It's like nuts. It's like nuts and caramel and
ice cream
and vanilla.
I can't do nuts and ice cream, dude. That look at this. That looks like
it doesn't look
Grandpa
like,
Brandon over here. Look at that.
No, it's good. Because sometimes there's the pecans are candied.
Mm-hmm. They're good, man. I'm telling you.
Okay, so you bought
that. Yeah, a jar full of Werther's Original.
I was
going
to say you'd have to buy something normal for Kai because he's chocolate. Not going to. Okay.
You have Werther's Original at home, too.
And I have them in Barbara's office.
I love those.
I go over to Barbara's office just so I can eat her Werther's. Hey, Barbara, how's it going today? Okay, see you later.
There's always an elderly man in every church that will reach into his pocket and pull out some Werther's.
I swear, for Christmas, we buy them Werther's.
But let's go back to the church, okay? Or even your grandpa. You're sitting there, and it's quiet. And here comes the person who decides it's time to open one of those up in the middle of the service. And that's all I hear for the rest of the service. Or the guy who gets the sniffles.
And it's normally one of those, it's a Werther's or it's a peppermint that melts in your mouth. It's not a normal peppermint. It's one of those softer peppermints.
Would you like a mint?
You would not be able to sit in the same room with my grandpa because he has the Werther's Original in his mouth and he has dentures.
So
he moves it around in his teeth, right? So imagine you have like ice, you know, you have a big thing of ice in your mouth. It's the same like sound. And then when he doesn't have the Werther's in his mouth, he moves around his denture And so it's just like you can hear everything.
Brandon would spontaneously combust.
I don't even want to try to imitate it because it's kind of nasty.
But it sounds like it's gross.
You can just hear it.
Why is it that when everybody's supposed to be quiet, somebody has to cough? Or the kid cries. Mm-hmm. It's like every time I go somewhere where it's supposed to be like, here's a great, you know, it's prayer or it's something like that. There's always somebody who takes my attention.
Right. Yeah. Or it's like you're in a movie and it's the quiet part of the movie and it's very intense.
Is it because they're uncomfortable because of the silence?
Maybe.
Or the quietness?
No. Anytime I've had to do that, I hate doing that. Because sometimes you'll get that tickle and you've got a cough. And you can't help it, and you're like, oh.
But you have couth. There are some people that don't have couth. They're uncouth.
You're right. There's a lot of uncouth people.
I was behind somebody who was driving about 8 miles under the speed limit.
Oh, that gets me. It gets me.
I'd rather you speed past me than for me to have to go like 8 miles under.
Yeah, and if they're in the left-hand lane and they're holding up traffic, I can't. I'll turn on music. I'll try to roll down my window to calm myself down. I can't stand it.
It was a one-laner. Like, I had nowhere to go but right behind him.
That's bad.
And I was in a hurry. And sometimes I get in a hurry. And sometimes I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush.
I'm in a hurry to get things done.
Alabama! Kelly's going to be gone tomorrow, so we should have a really fun show.
That is not, it's opposite day. That is not true.
Do you miss us when you're gone?
Yes.
She told us that she wants us to call her. Like, what are we going to call you about? Just call me.
I don't know.
Like, she has nothing.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
I just want to be there with you.
I'm in the car. We just got gas.
Fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. She's headed to Hotlanta, GA.
Hotlanta. Do you know who? There's a bunch of stars in Atlanta. Do you know
like,
that?
Who's there?
Rods in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's got hoes and all the codes.
Nelly lives there. That's the first one I thought of.
Hoes and all the codes.
I don't think he lives in Atlanta.
No, he lives in St. Louis.
That's a good one, Kelly. I'm
trying to think.
You totally missed the first
one. That's where they completely do all the Walking Dead stuff. Yep, where they film all the Walking Dead.
You can go tour that stuff.
Nobody goes to it.
I would go do that.
You just upset a lot of people. Because there's a ton of people.
People know the characters, but they don't know the people, do they?
Yes. What's his name? Rick is going to leave the show. That's pretty big.
What's his real name?
Rick Grimes.
Yeah,
it's not
Grimes.
His real name.
I can't remember his real name.
Steve Harvey does live there.
Oh, maybe I'll run into Steve.
Matt Ryan, Julio Jones.
Yep.
You don't even know
they live there. Or they play there.
I don't know who Matt Ryan is. He's a quarterback.
For who?
The Philadelphia.
I just said the city he plays for. Right. She calls it Philadelphia.
Because you said what's Julio in the name of the Atlanta or something. Falcons.
Okay.
Listen, chill I'll beat out. You in football stuff, so you be quiet.
Okay, Matt Ryan, who does he play for?
He plays for the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, he's a quarterback. He had a great year last year.
Yeah, year before.
Give him another
okay,
one.
That's what I meant.
Julio Jones.
He's a running back.
Golly, y'all are pathetic.
He's a wide receiver, I mean.
did I say running back? I meant wide receiver. I meant,
Yeah, Julio Jones, wide receiver, Atlanta Falcons.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said running back.
I got him confused. Give me another one. Not the same team. Let me see if I can nail the team.
Let's see. Nailing the team. Let's go with
What did Kelly do in college?
Shut up.